This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
We're live at CPAC 2023. We've got the War Room Posse here. It's incredible. It's been four and five deep, six deep sometimes all day. We're going to get to all of it. We're going to get to interview everybody. Here's the question. Is your task and purpose to save your country?
Yeah!
With that focus of the American people, is there any doubt we will save the country?
No!
Ben Berquam introduces the folks.
All right, Steve. Well, a couple things here. We got this. Look at this. I love this. You got folk art coming out. He made this himself. War Room Posse. What's
wow.
your name? Where are you from?
Wow.
Tracy Beer from Annapolis, Maryland.
Hold it.
I love it. I love it. This is,
hey, first off, I've had my merch team for a year, and what I got? I got the posse showing up with stuff.
He's got his own War Room Posse.
Let's cut a license deal right now.
Yeah, we got it there. Hey, and then just to the people out there that feel like you've been attacked and you know, you feel like the left is it's getting worse and worse and worse. Talk to us just real quick about what happened to Hibbs when they attacked him versus where he is now.
All right. Before the scandemic started, my cousin had 3,500 in his congregation. His congregation, the Calvary Chapel Church, Chino Hills, California, is over 14,000 right now.
Wow.
Because Gavin Newsom couldn't shut him down with his constitutional conservative lawyers in their face.
Hey, that means keep fighting, keep fighting, keep fighting. And this is what it's all about. You're from Virginia. You're in the fight on election integrity. Talk to me.
Yes. So I read Dan Schultz's book, and I joined the local party, and I became an election officer to help get Glenn Youngkin elected.
Hold it. Is this precinct strategy?
Precinct strategy.
Right there, Dan Schultz and Steve Stern.
Right here. This is what it's all about. I also think we have somebody else hiding over here. I think you might have a sister running around here somewhere.
By the way, I'm not kidding. Get that guy with the thing. No. Later, he's got.
He's not going to say anything.
Oh,
hey, I told
you. Hold it. This is my baby sister.
This is Steve Bannon. No, look, I promised I wouldn't let her say anything. She didn't want to say anything, but I did tell her. She's from North Carolina. I said, that's why you're so much sweeter than he is.
Hold it. Stop. Don't pull that North Carolina stuff. She's a Virginia girl. First off, she's been giving me stink eye all morning because Natalie got to be misinformation.
Oh, yes.
It's a former beauty pageant queen right there.
You're beautiful. I love it.
I'm just teasing, hon. Don't go away mad.
But she's already gone. What's that?
God, that's like the dinner table when I was a kid. I'm just teasing, Mary Beth.
We love you. You can have the sash.
She keeps the sash, but you get the tiara.
All right.
Yeah,
all
you
right,
can have
right.
the crown.
And we're going to get Captain Bannon on here in just a minute as well.
Hang on. We got to get the name for the War Room Posse guy. Jane, what do you got for me?
The War Room Posse. Can you please tell me your name and what brings you here today?
My name is Tricia Hope, and I'm here to support President Trump and to support the January 6th political prisoners.
Amen.
Can you tell me about your card here?
Yes. We have a program going on called Operation Yellow Ribbon, and we're asking people to purchase a book that is entitled American Gulag Chronicles, Letters from Prisoners. And it literally is letters from prisoners sitting in the gulag right now. They've been forgotten, and we have got to put a stop to that. So I ask everyone to go to, you can purchase the book at patriot-action-pack.com/Operation Yellow Ribbon. Please support them. They need us.
Wow. And what about you? What brings you to CPAC?
I'm supporting KEEP 9. It's an amendment we're trying to get passed. It's going to probably take a couple of cycles to do it, but no court packing. This is good for both sides of the aisle. People need to hold their elected officials at the state level and the federal level accountable. Ask them, do they support 9? We've had 9 justices for 154 years.
Amen.
We need to keep it that way. Make
it's
it
Mike
an
Lee's
amendment.
Deal.
Sir, let me ask you, in the Trump 2024 hat, what do you think about court packing?
Well, I will tell you that stopping corruption in our country is very important. I happen to be Dr. Dave Simone, and I'm trying to fix autism because I know how they did it on purpose and intentionally through the Clinton and unfortunately Bush administrations. So if you're going to pack the court, why not add just Ted Cruz and make it 10?
What brings you to CPAC today?
To support the 47th president of the United States.
All right.
The 47th president of the United States?
It's going to be Donald J. Trump.
All right.
I am from Long Island. I'm a big hockey fan. Let's go Islanders. I became a fan of Donald Trump when I was a kid, when he embarrassed the mayor of New York City, Ed Koch, when they took over the renovation of the ice rink in Central Park.
Amen.
He came under budget, under time, and just completely embarrassed. I was a kid then, and I was hooked on Donald J. Trump. Hey, Steve, go Benedictine.
All right. Love that. Love those Benedictine
mugs. I also have...
Jane, hang on for 1 second. We'll come right back to you in a second. Art, introduce yourself. This is Home Title Lock. The guy's going to save all your homes from being stolen by the cyber criminals. We're going to make Art a celebrity.
Yeah. That's just what I need in my life is some celebrity. Can you hear me all right? First of all, I kind of feel like a mosquito at a nudist camp because I don't know where to start here. But I'm going to bet that everybody out here, there isn't anybody there that actually knows what Home Title Lock is and what it does. And is there anybody here that has Home Title Lock coverage?
Do you guys have Home Title Lock? You see, look at this. All
no.
Are you right there? The
okay, I'm going to give you a free year. Listen, the most important asset in your life is your home. That money that's tied up in your home is vulnerable to being stolen by cyber thieves. By simply going to the county recorder's office, pulling a copy of your title, which is a public document, forging it, and making it look like you sold your house to them. And then these people go out and they get loans, and they sometimes go so far as to sell your house on the internet. So you need to understand that the way to really fight them is to be notified early on before they can get the loan.
Hold on. Think about this for a second. The cyber criminals go in, they get a second mortgage on your home, they take all the cash. After 90 days, you haven't made a payment because you don't know you took a second mortgage, so you didn't get the cash. The bank comes in and says, hey, you got to repay the loan. So now if they've taken the cash, taken all the cash out of your house, then you own the loan. That's why Home Title Lock, you got to at least go check it out. You got to go to the site. Art, you were with the FBI for how many years?
Sweet 26. 26 years.
That's the old FBI, right? Not the new FBI?
Not my FBI, no.
Is Chris Wray your FBI director?
Who?
Natalie, what do you think about Chris Wray? What do you guys think about when the head of the FBI says on the interview, the Chinese are not helping with it, they're not helping us, they're not cooperating, there's nothing we can do, 3 years into the Wuhan lab, oh, we just got to stop the investigation. What do you think?
Well, I have to say real quick on Home Title Lock, you know, CISA, right, the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Agency, which is supposed to be dealing with cybersecurity, they're too busy censoring all of us, so they're not going to protect your home. But that...
Do you understand the point that Natalie's making? There's a government... In the $6 trillion that you pay every year for the government that runs a $1.5 trillion deficit that adds to the debt, that destroys the dollar, that makes your life miserable and adds to inflation. So the very fact... They've actually got an organization that's supposed to protect you against this. But where does it spend its time?
Well, they operate under the pretense of cybersecurity, but they just released their kind of 2023 five-year plan. And one of their top goals is to crack down on election misinformation. And as I think we know what misinformation means.
What does election misinformation mean?
Trump won.
Trump won.
But on Chris Wray and the FBI... I mean, look, it's very interesting because a lot of times when these establishment type figures come out to embrace the lab leak theory, they always describe it as an accident. And as someone who pays very, very close attention to diction, it was very curious to me that Chris Wray called it an incident because there is a difference, right, between incident and accident. The incident narrative fits in line with the war room theory
exactly.
And theory of the case, which is that it was
intentionally
released.
Why did he say that was the buried lead? You picked that up. Why did Chris Wray... say that specifically when he could have said accident like everybody else is saying?
Honestly, this might be a little conspiratorial, but I think it was a Freudian slip on his part. I think he probably meant to say accident. But remember, in that story from the Wall Street Journal about the Department of Energy, another buried lead in there is that the FBI was withholding information about the origins of COVID-19 from basically everyone, particularly from the American people. So the FBI has really played an integral role in suppressing a lot of the information about
the
COVID.
The implication in the report was that the FBI had it but didn't want it to come out and say anything before the 2022 midterm, correct?
And to protect Fauci. We could rename it the Fauci Bureau of maybe insurance.
Do we have any Fauci fans here? You know, we're banned on Twitter for going after Fauci and Ray and the CCP.
And YouTube.
And YouTube in perpetuity.
And like every platform ever.
Do you guys think we should go back on Twitter? Do you guys really trust Elon Musk? Why don't you trust Elon Musk? Tell me about artificial intelligence.
All right, come here. What happened to the glasses, first of all? We got to get these glasses back on, Steve.
Key issues for me. It's election integrity, it's ESG, and it's AI. AI, as we see on the war room, the power, the capability, I think they're going to weaponize it. It could become the police. It could become the military. It could become our jobs, all of it. And so if we fight for election integrity and we fight for the kids, but we got robots running the world, it means nothing.
Is artificial intelligence the new Antichrist?
Yes.
You guys agree with that?
Yes.
Do we have any control of it whatsoever?
No.
Is it going to spin out of control quite quickly?
Yes.
We're going to get, where's my man? Where's Joe Allen? I think Joe Allen went on a pub crawl last night, right?
I'll keep an eye out for
Joe Allen's still searching for the singularity. As soon as he shows up, we'll get him on here. All right, where do people go to get more information?
If you want to protect your home completely, go to HomeTitleLock.com. And when you get there, you'll be able to see some videos that I have done that are on the site that tell you how people have been defrauded of all of their hard-earned money. It's a really simple thing that the thief really doesn't have to leave his grandmother's basement. So HomeTitleLock.com.
Here's the thing I'm concerned about. People think they have homeowners insurance. They think they have title insurance. This doesn't include it. We do not want anybody to either lose their home or have somebody take out a second mortgage on your home. That, remember, the government right now is taking out a second mortgage on you anyway. Yeah. I think the individual household debt is $250,000 per household. That's before the $19 trillion gets added to it. So think about it. The government's already got a second mortgage on you, right? What you don't want is have the bad guys have a second mortgage on you. So one more time, Art, where do they go to check it out?
Go to HomeTitleLock.com. And it's very simple to fill out, and not just for yourself, but elderly relatives that may not be aware of what's going on very well. Watch out for them, too, and make sure you protect their assets as well. They're going to be using it for retirement and all that. Protect it.
Can we hear it? Can we give it up for Art? Okay. Is Jane over there? Jane, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Let's talk to some of the War Room posse. Can you please tell me your name and what brings you here today?
I'm Bobby Rooney, and I actually came here because I love Donald Trump, and I love Steve Bannon also in Real America Voice. And I'm with a little group in Pueblo, Colorado, who are Grandparents for America. And we are planting trees under which we will never sit. Because
All right.
We're trying to get policies out. Our young people don't know any of the policies. So they go and they vote personality. We can't win the personality war. We can win the policy war. They're all in our favor. So we did a brochure that puts Republican policies on one side, Democrat policies on the other. If you pick all the Democrat policies, vote that way. We just want you not to be stupid.
All right.
You know what you're voting for.
Hold on.
We have all the
Ma'am,
policies.
Ma'am, if you don't want to be stupid, stop watching Fox.
Yes!
For Tucker and Jesse Waters and Maria Bartiromo.
It's not what they say. It's what they don't say.
How about you? What brings you to CPAC today?
Oh, my God. I'm here to see all of you. You all have changed my life. You, SKB, the Savage Angels, John Fredericks, Rev, Epic Times.
Wow.
Mr. Lindell, I had no voice. I was beat down so bad, and then Biden came, and I saw that what happened to me was happening, the abuse was happening to the people around me, and it was our own government, and I got really scared, and I'm Canadian, and I wanted to go fight for my country, so I thought, I'm here, I live here in Arizona with my family, and adopted America as my country.
Did Kari Lake win Arizona?
Oh, yeah.
Did Kari Lake win Arizona?
We had a red wave.
Is she the legitimate governor of Arizona?
Yes, she did.
Jane, we're going to go to a quick break. Take a quick commercial break. We're going to come back. Ben Burkhorn's going to take it. We got Mike Lindell in the house at CPAC.
Your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Welcome back. Jane, Calamity Jane, take it away, baby.
Some of the War Room posse. Can you please tell me your name and what brings you here today?
Hi, I'm Dora Polk from Pennsylvania, and I'm just here to fellowship with my conservative believers, and I'm excited to meet new people and see everyone that's here. I'm really here to see, hopefully, President Trump.
Are you guys excited to see President Trump? Let me ask you.
Hold it. Did President Trump win Pennsylvania in November of 2020?
Yes, he did. Yes,
ma'am,
he did.
Is there any doubt in your mind as a member of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, citizen, that Donald J. Trump won Pennsylvania?
No doubt in my mind. Not at all. Not one inkling in my mind that he did not win Pennsylvania. He definitely
right there.
Has our support.
Are we in a spiritual war for our nation?
Definitely. It's a war against good and evil, right versus wrong, and everything good they call evil, everything evil they call good. We have to stand strong, stand in our faith, and make sure we don't, you know, give up and give up our Constitution.
Hang on. I want to ask the following question that. They've spun everything. Everything that's right is wrong, and everything's demonic is right. Is that correct, ma'am?
That is correct. We're seeing it in our schools. We're seeing it coming out of institutions of political institutions. We're seeing it across the board. And even in some churches, you have churches that are calling wrong right, you know, knowing what the scripture says. So, yeah, we're definitely in a spiritual battle, and we have to make sure we continue to go in our prayer rooms and stay prayed up.
How about you, sir? What brings you to CPAC?
Well, my name is Derek Evans. I'm from West Virginia. I was a January 6th political prisoner. I got out in October. This is the first time I was able to... Thank you,
all
guys.
All right.
It's my first time I was allowed to travel since January 6th, and I thought, what's a better place to come to than CPAC? So,
Hold it. You're from West by God, Virginia?
Yes, sir.
All right. Go Mountaineers. Hang on 1 second, Jane. I want to say something about the citizen from Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania that just spoke. Right there shows you that the people of this country know what the problems is, and the people in this country can turn this country around and govern this country. I would take the first 100 people that came to CPAC to govern this nation, then all 100 senators in the U.S. Senate.
We can do it better.
You heard her common sense right there. Ma'am, one more time. I just want to hear it. What they've done in this country... It's the administrative state and the elites, they've turned everything that's evil to be good, and all that's good is to be evil. Is that correct, ma'am?
It's a spiritual battle, spiritual warfare. It's right versus wrong, good versus evil, and we have to stand for the good of our country and for our nation.
Are you in for that fight right there?
Yeah!
Did you stand up for that fight right there?
Yeah!
You're going to stand the breach. You're not going to back down 1 inch.
Not one inch.
If we don't back down one inch, if we don't back down 1 inch of what
nope.
she's saying, we're going to take this country back and we're going to turn it around.
That's right.
Take it back. Take it back.
Take it back.
Take it back. Take it back.
Okay, Ben Burkholm, you've got a special guest for us.
Yes,
I got to tee up. Mike Lindell's here.
First hour, but
okay, let's hit it.
Ezekiel 22:30. So I sought for a man among them who build a wall and stand in the breach before me on behalf of the land that I should not destroy it. And I found no one. It is this generation's fight to stand up and fight this back. Tell me again, Deborah, you're here. Mike Lindell is here. We're bringing him on. Spiritual battle and elections.
All right. I'm going to slow down this time. Talk a little louder. I'm here for Mike Lindell. He understands what
All right.
the spiritual battle really is about. It's those machines. We can work and we should work and do all the other things. But we have to get rid of the machines.
Yes. All right.
We have to get back in power, and we can't get back in power if they're going to continue to steal the votes from the American First candidate. Kari Lake is an example, the perfect candidate. Why isn't she in the governor's mansion in Arizona?
Right there. Perfect.
The machine.
Ma'am, can I ask you, do you support Mike Lindell when he says he wants to take the machines and melt them down and turn them into prison bars?
1,000! 1,000%! And we don't get rid of them. I'm telling you, we cannot get back in control. We have to get rid of the machine. You can't outvote a machine. When I can go in and just put a number in, if you can take machine and determine what color a baby's eyes could be, and hair color and all that, then certainly you can use machines to still vote.
Amen.
Wow, I'm
hiring her. No, hang on.
I'm going to lose my job.
Ma'am, I have been searching for a deputy for Mike Lindell for so long. I need him back in Minnesota making more Pellas. I'm going to let you be the head of the election. Mike, tell us what you got.
Yeah, we've got.
I got a new deputy you're hiring right now.
Yeah, this is a great time to announce, everybody. I'm announcing it here live to the country. We have the Election Crime Bureau.
All right.
And this is election.
Hold it. I thought it was election integrity.
That's a weak word. This is the Election Crime Bureau. And a lot of the stuff we're doing now, think of it as an umbrella for the whole country. We've got the cause of America. We've got but underneath this, I have an election crime unit, which is a cyber unit. It's a legal unit, a legislative unit. I have the communications. We have the cause of America, frank speech. And then what we're doing there, we're helping with the same thing we're doing now. Any of the states need help, any of the counties need help, like you might read about it this morning. We're in Shasta County, California. They're going machine free there, okay?
All right.
But just like
in the precinct strategy, you guys know the precinct strategy. When you show up, the establishment hugs you and welcomes you with warm, and it says, here's a cup of coffee. We're so glad to see you. Hasn't the Republican establishment in these different states that you have counties and districts that want to get rid of machines, haven't they embraced your cause and said, we got to get rid of the machines?
Yeah, let me tell you, the biggest fight I've had has been the Republicans in these states. I'm going to use Arkansas for an example. Four weeks ago, we had Cleburne County, Arkansas, went completely machine-free. And we have a great retired colonel. He's actually here in the audience, Colonel Conrad Reynolds. And
Colonel Conrad, where are you?
He's right there.
Right there. Get next to Jane, right there. Yeah.
And he fought very hard and to get this done in Arkansas. Now, get this, everybody. The rest of the counties in Arkansas, we're going to follow through. I flew in there. I met with them. We have the greatest hand-counting system in history that was developed in Missouri by a lady named Linda Rent. It's better than the UK, better than Germany, better than France, better than the Netherlands. We fly in there. We all meet. Well, guess what they did in Arkansas? They took it before the Senate. And to put in a bill that any county that dares to get rid of the machines will be their paper will be defunded. Now, the paper costs. Now, you think of this. How rotten. These are Republicans.
Hold it. Hang on. You're telling me a state that's got the Clintons and the Huckabees are not. You guys went there. You're telling me a state that has the Clinton machine and the Huckabee machine is not all for taking out the machines?
Yeah, isn't it? It's unbelievable. And you think what we have to fight there, but they're fighting. So we're getting together all the patrons, all the people of Arkansas to demand to go before their legislature, say, you can, it's called SB 250, this bill they're trying to put through, just to tell the counties, if you do this, we're not going to pay for your paper. How shameful is that? And you know why? This guy says, this senator said, what's his last name? Kim Hammer. Senator Kim Hammer. This guy's an establishment guy. He's terming out, and here's what he said. He goes, we didn't have any crime in Arkansas. Donald Trump won Arkansas. We're Republicans down here. And I'm going, well, you know what? He won Arkansas by 65%. That's what the machines tell you. But he really won by 82%.
Wow.
So it's okay to have crime as long as you win, right?
Over the popular. I just got one question. My lawyer's in my ear. I got the Election Crime Bureau. Mike, did we?
Oh, Laura,
Wow. How did that happen randomly? It's now called the Bannon Pillow 2.0. Hold it. Hang on.
Okay, we'll give you a little back there. Use the promo code War Room for the MyPillow 2.0.
Hold it. Why is it the Election Crime Bureau? Are you actually implying that there were crimes committed?
Absolutely. That election integrity is a weak word.
Do you agree with that? Crimes. Do you think these are crimes, or do you think it's about election integrity?
Right.
There's no doubt in your mind crimes are committed.
Yeah. No, no.
Mike, so tell us what the Crime Bureau is going to do.
The Crime Bureau, we're never letting go of 2020, by the way. We have to fix that.
Hold it. Hang on. Every Republicans, all the social media guys, all the influencers, all the pundits, Fox News, all the Republican establishment, they tell me that's a losing issue, that you've got to give it up, that you can never mention again.
Well, if you give it up, you lose your country. That's a fact. And
do you agree with that? Yeah. If we give it up?
We can never give up. What the Crime Bureau is going to do, actually what another bureau is not doing, or doing the opposite, we won't name no names but the FBI. So here we have this election crime bureau is built. We have one third of the cast vote records of the United States. We didn't even know what they were used for 2 years ago. We have this now, 100% evidence of what went on from a different camera angle in the 2020 election. You combine that with all the canvassing that has been done over all 50 states, and we've got that camera angle. Then we have another camera angle, the evidence I've had all along, which, by the way, we're within weeks now of the government saying that they're going to release that gag order. But so you have these, you have the 2020 election. But you know what? Evil is greedy. You guys, we got to be thankful because they're greedy. What did they do? They doubled down in the primaries last summer. Then they tripled down in the 2022 election. So we've got all this evidence. But we've got to fix not only the past, but we got to fix, be proactive and fix these election platforms. I want to tell you, when I ran for RNC, the biggest problem they had is they didn't do their number one thing, was fix the fields that they're playing on. If you don't fix that, so she said it right here, you can't outvote a computer. You can't raise money and do all that. Let's just flush it down the toilet. It's over. You got to fix those election platforms.
Okay, short commercial break. Do you guys agree with Mike Lindell?
Yeah!
Is he an American hero?
Yeah!
We're going to take a short break. Back to CPAC and War Room in a moment.
Stephen K. Bann.
Okay, welcome back. Ben, how does that set with her, what she's hearing about the electric crime?
By the way, we got some of these election crime bureau hats coming. Who wants one of these? Let me hear you! All right, right there, right over the camera, and then we got the beautiful, this is it. You talk about a fighter, we travel all over the country. Guys, is there any bigger fighter besides Steve Bannon than Mike Lindell?
No way. He's our champion. He's our champion for election integrity and stopping these crimes, these rampant, fraudulent, in-our-face, nonstop crimes. So we really thank you, and everybody should buy his coffee and his pillows and support this man.
Hold on. Let me talk about the pillow for a second. Since I see that my logo's ripped off, and Mike says, oh, it's totally inadvertent, right? Hold it. I'm going to check the intellectual property and the copyright on that pillow. It may be Bannon Pillow 2.0. Mike, I know you got to bounce. Talk to people. What do you want to do? This says investigate, prosecute, restore trust. Where do people go? This is your audience right here. They're your fighters.
Guys,
where you want to go?
If you can go to electioncrimebureau.com right now today, we're launching it today. We're on every social media platform. We have that. So if you can share that on every platform today, we have to get the word out. The stuff we have coming down, we need this as a communication hub that's going to go out to our country. And then you can all be, playing a part. Now you are anyway, but it's adding on to you helping save our country. Because remember, God's had his hand in all this, and we just got to keep being patient, but we got to keep doing everything we can do. And when it all plays out, the biggest problem I think we're going to have is we're not going to have enough machines to melt down for all the prisoners that we're going to put on the board.
Hey, but we'll have plenty of pillows to put in the cell.
That's right.
Hang on. To show how serious we are, misinformation is going to take her tiara off. You have your own Election Crime Bureau hat. That's better than Sierra, right?
Yeah.
Can we give it up for Natalie? Mike Lindell,
right,
thank you so much. I want everybody to go sign up.
Right,
thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Okay, I want to bring the Moms for Liberty up. But in doing that, you tell me about how important it is. Parental rights. Here's how important it is. Tell about when you were in prep school in L.A., about what happened to you with the faculty there. when you were a student? And she was the top student in her school.
That indeed. Well, I remember, I think I've told my story about getting kicked out of my sorority. But talking about high school, so I was in 10th grade during the 2016 election, which I guess shows you how young I am. But I remember I had a teacher threaten to beat me up because I said I supported Trump.
Hold on, repeat that. A teacher said she was going to beat her up because she supported Donald Trump.
And you probably would not be surprised to know that this teacher used they-them pronouns, had purple hair. But the really scary part was that she had another student in my class, and I remember talking to them once. He, at the end of the year, had transitioned genders to become a non-binary, some iteration of that. And I asked him, I was just prepping for War Room, I was like, you know, why'd you change your gender? And I swear to God that he said, it was because of this teacher. Had I not had her, I wouldn't have known that there were other options out there to change my gender. So the whole moms movement is something that hits very close to home. And I think that's what's so cool about War Room. And, you know, there's so many young people who work for this show. We're not just talking about it from the perspective of our children and grandchildren, but firsthand. You know, most of my friends are still in college and I see it going on. And I have so many friends from my high school class who have become transgender. Which, wow. So many. I joke, I go through social media and I'm like, oh, there's another one that like changed their gender. But a lot of them are transitioning back now, which I guess is good, but it really is horrific. And I don't think people quite understand
this
severity.
This is one of the most critical parts of our nation. Okay, can we give it up right now for the Moms for Liberty? Tina, this is your new national spokesman?
Yeah, she is our spokesmom. Her name is Tia Best. She likes to call herself, what did you say on the way up here?
The real American mom.
Tia, tell us about, why did you just join Moms for Liberty? How important is the fight?
It's important for the fight because I have three children. I have a son that has special needs, and no one's advocating for the special needs children. So we have to stand up. I have to stand up. At the end of the day, history starts with me, and I have to be the one to stand up for my kids.
Why is the FBI made the parents' rights movement the number one issue in domestic terrorism?
Because it's the biggest threat to the future of America, the parents' rights movement.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, the power is local. The power is in moms and dads and parents right now, and they see that, and they know that, and so they're coming after us.
What do you guys stand for? When you talk about parents' rights, what do you guys stand for? What do you guys hope to accomplish?
We are working to save America, and we do that by unifying, educating, and empowering parents to defend their parental rights at all levels of government. What that looks like is moms at local school board meetings. It's dads at the state house. And now you saw a parental bill of rights being offered up in the house yesterday here in Washington, D.C.
Does that go far enough, that parental bill of rights?
Well, we can get into a big debate about where that power should even lie. I like that focus is on education and it's on parental rights, but the fight has to be local.
Is there any doubt in anybody's mind they're going after the traditional family and they're using the kids to weaponize against the traditional family?
They're using the kids right now to weaponize, to go against the family, yes, but they're also trying to destabilize the kids. If you look over here, Tia's children have found these books in their own public school libraries, and Tia walks around. She goes online and reads them, and she walks around and will show you what's in them. People accuse us of wanting to ban books.
Oh, you're the mom that reads
them.
Yes,
oh,
I actually read Nasty Peace Theater.
By the way, it's X-rated, is it not?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Well, this one here.
Loud.
Yes.
Can I show him?
Sure.
Okay.
Can we show
them? Yeah. What's Real America's Voice in digitalized?
This book is genderqueer.
Is this in libraries of public schools?
Yes, in public schools. This is what your taxpayer dollars are paying for.
Wow.
Evil. For our kids, 12, 13, 14. This is not acceptable.
Hang on for 1 second. You went to one of the top. This is public schools every day.
Yes.
She went to one of the top private prep schools in the nation, correct?
Don't dox me, but yes.
Yeah, no. But just go back and say about the pressure that came on and how many people in your class you know that transitioned to another gender.
So many. I mean, I'm not just saying that. People know my reporting is evidence-based, fact-based. It really is horrific what they have done. And honestly, this book probably came out, I'm not that young, but we had books like that in our curriculum, and it goes all the way
up to college, I remember taking courses that had nothing to do with gender identity, but the left really has a good way of making everything about gender identity. And frankly, when I was in high school, the big issues then were like climate change and gun violence. And yes. I remember that those movements saw that they were really successful because they got the kids to buy into it, right? The climate change walkouts, the gun violence walkouts, that was how they really got stuff accomplished. And frankly, I think that's what they're trying to do with this sort of gender weird sexuality movement. They've realized that kids are the way that you advance an agenda, and that's why they're pushing this on the kids, because they want to turn them into warriors for this
early. That book is available to children at what age?
Junior high.
It was found in middle schools where I am in Brevard County, Florida, on display in a middle school.
On display.
So that's 11 years old.
And the parents didn't know about it before you guys started getting involved?
Parents don't know about it. I bet if all of you ask your children or your grandchildren if it's in their library, most parents don't know. You have to go and you have to look. Most libraries have them listed online of what's available, and you have to search out and you have to find these things.
When you made these YouTubes, when you just start reading, right?
Yes.
It's pornographic, correct? And you're just reading the book.
I'm just reading the book. If it's not acceptable to read it at a school board meeting, why is it acceptable to be in my child's library?
What'd they do to you at the school board meeting? They told you couldn't read it anymore because it was so grotesque?
I had to just touch on the basics. I couldn't go into
they
full detail.
They would not let you actually read from the book?
No. I actually have a friend of mine. They shut his mic off. He started to read it, and they shut his mic off in Clay County, Florida.
Tell me about the program. What is Moms for Liberty hope to accomplish? Is it school boards? Is it get rid of school administrators? Is it get rid of teachers? What is it?
All of it, Steve. All of it. So you know we're 2 years old. We have 275 chapters in 44 states in just 2 years. 115,000 moms like Tia doing the hard work in the community. I see some of our moms right now out there in the crowd. They are doing the hard work. So they're speaking at school board meetings, speaking out on issues, shining light on issues. But Steve, you also know last year we took 275 school board seats back in this country. And this year we're going back for another 500.
You're going to go back for another 500?
Yes, sir.
500 school boards. Fantastic. How do they meet your new spokesman? You're going to be here for the crowd for the next couple of days. Where do they go to find out more about you?
Of course, momsforliberty.org. You can get in touch with Tiffany and I, the co-founders. Tiffany's on usually a lot with you, Steve. Tia, you can contact her also through our website. We have a big map. If you click on and your county is blue, that means you can start a chapter. There's no chapter. If it's gold, that means your county is lit up and there's a chapter and you want to connect with them.
Can we give it up right now for Tia and Tina?
Thank you so much.
Do we love Moms for Liberty? Tia's going to be doing a reading over here.
Yes, I actually will.
You are?
I'll be filming Nasty Peace Theater live from CPAC 2023.
Amen.
We have a media booth just a little bit down the way, about four booths down. Tia will be there with the books if you're interested to see
what's in the
library.
Right after the war room, I want you to go check it out.
After
right around
the war room. Right. Stay
That's
here
another,
for war
another
room.
8 minutes. Okay, thank you guys very much. Can we give it up for Moms for Liberty? Jane, what do you got?
Jane, you have been so committed to showing up at these events and supporting the War Room. What compels you to keep coming back?
Because there's so many great leaders, you know, and I saw somewhere a great leader creates more leaders, not just followers. But when I found out CPAC was going to be in Washington, D.C., I fell out of my chair. I've never been here. It's been my long-term fantasy trip. So I'm so excited. And too bad Mikey left, because I had a question for Mike Lindell.
What's the question?
What was that question?
Go ahead and shoot.
Well, we heard that in Denver, he gave his new technology pillows to everybody in Denver, and we're glad that's a location. And so they're sweetly snapping out diagrams and charts. And so I just wonder, Mikey, how come you didn't give one to Steve?
I don't know. What about you, sir? What brings you to CPAC?
Yeah, I'm here for immigration is my number one issue. I watch the War Room every day from San Antonio, Texas. My name is Ernesto Giorgi. And Steve, this is a fight against Western civilization as a whole. We're at war. The left is at war with us. And they do that through immigration, through subversion. They're trying to take everything we value as a whole, as a country. We got to fight back.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Ma'am, let me ask you, what brings you to CPAC today?
pursuing freedom and getting sound advice on where to move next and to be with patriots who are like-minded.
Are we at war at our southern border?
We're at war. I've seen it come across the state I left, California and San Diego, and it's horrible what's happened. They don't care about your health. They don't care about your safety. They care about taking over America and destroying it.
Where did you leave California to go to?
I left San Diego to go to South Carolina.
South Carolina, a free conservative state.
Yep. I love it.
Okay, hey, Jane, we're going to go to a short commercial break. We're going to come back to everybody in the war room and get to them real quickly. You've come from the most liberal part of the country, which is
Santa Monica. Doesn't get much worse.
Do you agree? Do you think there's a spiritual war for this country right now?
Of course. Remember, Black Lives Matter said that they wanted to take down the nuclear family. They want to get rid of the churches, the institutions, and it's not a secret that they model their books and their game plan after Mao Zedong and communists. So it is a spiritual warfare.
This is a national struggle session?
Of course.
Okay.
We're happy to be leading the crusade against
it. Exactly. We can take all the struggle sessions they give us. Okay, short commercial break. We're going to come back directly to the war in posse in just a moment.
Getter has arrived. The new social media taking on big tech, protecting free speech, and canceling cancel culture. Join the marketplace of ideas. The platform for independent thought has arrived. Superior technology. No more selling your personal data. No more censorship. No more cancel culture. Enough. Getter has arrived. It's time to say what you want, the way you want. Download now.
By the way, we have the single best surrogate for Donald J. Trump, Kimberly Guilfoyle.
All right, thank you. Hey, everybody. We got a great crowd out here, right?
Hey, that interview the other day on the show, we got so much, people just came back and said, we got to have Kimberly on all the time. When are we going to start doing this?
It was great. We got huge numbers on Rumble on our platform, and people were playing it on an airplane yesterday. They were playing it downstairs in the lobby, in the bar, all over the place. So people love it because we've got the right message, connecting with the people, what they actually really want in this country versus what we're getting in the White House right now.
I want to talk about the mainstream media saying, oh, CPAC's over. It's just an arm of the Trump movement, everything like that. Talk to us about the importance of CPAC this year to lay an agenda to take this country back.
You're absolutely right. I think more than ever, you know, we're in the fight of our life in this country because the liberals, the left, the Democrats, and the current occupiers of the White House want to flip this country back to the point where we won't even recognize it. They think that California is the shining example, and we know that it is not. And that is why it's so important that
hold it. I thought Gavin Newsom has the California.
I don't want to bring up
unpleasant topics, but I thought Gavin Newsom has the new California model.
Yeah, way to be a buzzkill,
Bannon. Joe Biden is not going to be, he's not going to be around long enough to take on Trump. It's going to be Governor Newsom, don't you agree?
Yeah. Bend and snap and fall. Biden's not going anywhere, okay? That guy's like over. He doesn't know what planet he's on, what office he's in. And we got to retire him. He's got to get a pink slip because all commies should get pink slips. And then we're going to see who's going to get in. My opinion, it's going to be Trump all the way for the 100% Republican nomination.
Who's going to be the nominee in 2024 for the Republican Party?
Trump.
Any doubt in your mind on that? Any doubt?
No doubt.
Kimberly, you...
The only question is, who is he going to run against? Now, it'll be really interesting if my future father-in-law runs against my ex-husband, and that's why they call me the secret weapon.
It's only Kimberly Guilfoyle can do this, right? only KG. Hold on, here's a question.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the buried lead. You said the Bidens were the occupiers of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Are you implying they did not win the 2020 election, ma'am?
I'm straight out saying that they did not. Yeah, that's why you're an occupier. It's like the equivalent of a squatter, right?
Do you agree with that? Is Joe Biden the legitimate president of the United States? Does the Chinese Communist Party think he's a legitimate president of the United States? Do they treat him with any respect?
No.
Kimberly, tell me about the podcast.
I didn't do the North Koreans. I didn't do the Russians. Nobody does, including his own family.
We just sent Tony Blinken, as you know, while the show's on, is meeting with Lavrov right now, and he's pointing a stern finger in his face saying, you know, you guys would be aggressive. When any of this happened under the watch of Donald John Trump?
Absolutely not, because we were respected on the world stage internationally. We had very strong foreign policy, national security. Our military was strong and well-equipped. Now it's been depleted. They've really turned it into a whole woke culture. They're favoring transgenders for the military. It's a huge problem, and we need to have America strong again like it was under President Trump. Know that your voice and that your vote counts, because in just 2 short years, this administration, I believe, has purposely weakened America at home and abroad. And you should think about that. And that's why it's important we're all here at CPAC to come together to understand and put forward our agenda for this country, our vision to transform and to take it back.
President Trump, there's obviously no respect for the Biden regime, right? That's obvious. The way we're disrespected by the Ayatollahs in Iran, by the KGB in Moscow, by the CCP, by the House of Saud, everybody just across the board. But also, Donald Trump was both respected and he was feared, because these are international gangsters. Isn't that a big thing? You're not going to cross Donald Trump.
No, you're not. And that's just operating from a position of strength. And we had a peaceful United States and a world stage when President Trump was in office, because people knew better. He would act on it. You saw what he did with terrorists, whether it was Soleimani, all the above. He made sure to let our adversaries know that if they acted up, there would be consequences. That's what real leadership does. And President Trump knows that. And that's why it's appalling for him to see what happened with Afghanistan and that abysmal, pathetic withdrawal, leaving assets, so many billions of dollars behind for our enemies to study, steal, and give to China and sell to China. That's what happens when you have someone who has no clue what they're doing. And actually, not more than that, it's worse. They are putting America last instead of America first. That's why he's over in Ukraine on President's Day, not over in Ohio where President Trump went to actually go and connect and help the people that were suffering the most. That's the biggest difference between these two men. One actually genuinely really cares about the American people. You'll hear from him here at CPAC.
Okay. A lot of people don't know that Kimberly was one of the toughest prosecutors in the state of California. Talk to me real quick in a minute. How would you prosecute the criminal case against the Biden crime family, ma'am?
Well, let's start by actually investigating it. How about that? Instead of covering it up. In fact, looking at the facts and the evidence, getting all the search warrants you need, bringing in the witnesses and doing a proper investigation, and then bringing that forward to trial, instead of government agencies suppressing and concealing evidence of the criminal enterprise of the Biden family, of Joe Biden, of Hunter Biden, of Joe's brother. It's a whole network, and we have all the evidence coming out, just like they try to lie about the laptop, and once again, Trump was right. And we see this time and time again. But you have to have a Justice Department and the FBI that isn't weaponized politically against conservatives and against President Trump.
Amen. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to be back here at 5 o'clock. I want all the people that are set up for the interviews with Jane be all back here at 5 o'clock. More audience participation. We're live at CPAC. By the way,
check out my show. I'm going to
plug it right now.
All right, baby. So on Rumble, a free and amazing, uncensored, unstoppable platform, I will be launching to all the conservative voices out there, 4 p.m. live from CPAC. So check out my channel, and you'll hear some more fearless, tough talk.
Hang on. Should we put Kimberly Guilfoyle also on the short list for the VP for this coming year? Just saying, you heard it. War Room's always ahead of the pack. Okay, audience, we love you. We want to see you back here at 5 o'clock. Have a great day. See you back. Can you give it up for Kimberly Guilfoyle?
Trump 2024!
Trump!